Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. So, right now, I hope whole world is watching us. Facebook is watching us, so we want to say hi. Hello, hello, hello. And I am very, very excited because I have something that nobody has yet. And I am maybe the first one can show this great album and show the star and talk to the star of this album. So, maybe we'll start introducing our guest. I want to confuse everybody because I will call name that is really sounding to me very Polish. Andrzej Synowiec. But I just found out that this is me who spells the name wrong, even when it sounds very, very Polish to me. So, when I met Andrew a few weeks ago, I was complaining that he's supposed to be Polish because this name is so Polish. And he said, no, no, I got Polish blood, but really, I am. And your name is?
Andrew Synowiec.
Andrew Synowiec. If somebody will say that, I will never think that this is a Polish name. But really, every Polish person who also watches us, he's one of us.
There you go.
Like third generation, I think, yes?
Yeah.
Third. Exactly. And I already said, hey, because we will hear Andrew's music is just above and beyond gorgeous. His guitars, how he plays. We need him in Eastern Europe. I also mentioned how much we really enjoy jazz and funk and all of this, what he brings really to the table right now. And after how many years you are playing on the guitar?
Yikes. 30.
No, because you are 30, so you cannot play.
I'm only 19. I don't know how the math works out.
Backwards. Backwards. But yes, 30 years on guitars. And what is the weirdest line that you told me? That this is your first solo album as a composer.
It's not exactly true. I did an EP of ambient music.
Okay.
But it's pretty wacky. This is kind of what I sound like on the guitar.
Title.
Record.
Title. Title of the album.
You got to hold it the
second
right way.
Second story.
It's called Second Story.
Second Story. Yeah. We would love to know why the title is like that.
Well, it's the second record.
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah.
Second Story. So, I don't know why I thought that this one is very, very important to you in a way.
It is.
It was something a little different, and we'll be talking about that. But before that, I would like to introduce our two guests. And one is hiding, but we will bring him to the close, to the table, to the microphone. So, Jeff Floro, oh my gosh, this is my wonderful friend. And his show is right after Accent On, our break. Then Jeff Floro has a show that is called All About Guitars. And in a way, I just got you, Andrew, because of Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, you're welcome. So, excuse me, I'm not being rude. I'm trying to share this post on Alona's site.
Thank you
so much.
That's
why I'm typing.
I just gave him my phone. I'm like, just post everywhere.
Wait, you gave him your phone?
Yeah, ooh. I trust Jeff. Jeff is just a wonderful friend of mine, and I don't want to say, but he also has Polish blood in him. Jeff, what is your blood coming from? Grandma, grandpa, grandmama?
My mom's side.
Mama. Also is Polish. Craig, show us your face. Get closer to microphone and say hi to us. Please, microphone. You lost your mic. Yes, hi, Craig.
Hello.
What is your name? Full name.
Craig Malone.
Oh, gosh. Look at how sexy he is. Greg Malone. And you are a drummer.
In another life, yes.
No. Drummer, once drummer, always is a drummer. Forever. So I would love to also people to know you. Because, yes, all these great musicians, including Jeff, they mostly just hide behind the projects, bigger projects. And I don't think so that this is right, because I think people like us who listen to the music and they fall in love with your solo of a lead guitar, we want to know who is the guy. Yes, you can write and look for who is the person, but it takes time. Then you forget the name, then you forget why you wanted to do this, and you never know. So today we have this chance to really meet Craig closer and find out who is the Craig too, because you both are working together. Cool watch. What is this watch?
This is a Magnum watch. They're imported from Brazil.
Show the people. And, orange, hot.
Yeah. And nice. So you go to magnumwatch.com. There's 150 different styles.
Wow, very cool call. Ooh, you ha. That's
Andrew doesn't know one. Andrew doesn't know it yet, but he's a Magnum watch ambassador.
Oh, really? That's a good brand.
He hasn't gotten it yet.
No. Right. You are obvious. I'm calling you that you are manager, really, in a way, or you said, no, I'm just fan and helping a lot. But you are really, really strongly believing that he is a project that you can take to a very, very high level as a solo star.
Absolutely. I mean,
he has excellent taste.
I do, and thank you for that. And no, he's a one of a kind artist. He went to a highly touted music school. He went to the University of Miami and just springboarded off of that to incredible success. If you see the projects he's done, he's won a Grammy. What was the name of your band?
Big Band?
Yeah, that's called Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band.
Yeah, so he won a Grammy with those guys.
Hi, we have a Grammy winner with us. This is pretty serious.
And the list of producers and artists and everything he's played with is pretty amazing.
I know, Andrew, we are over talking too much, because really I want to hear from you. And you are an artist. Artists hate to talk about themselves. We need to change that too about you, because time for you to shine, because your second story album will be available on May?
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
There's a few singles out already.
That's what we are so excited about. We'll be playing some songs from this album, and also we'll be pitching very hard your show.
Yes.
That is on May
1st.
May 1st. And the venue is just the cutest things ever. I just love this place. And it's called?
The Baked Potato.
So tasty. Baked Potato. I know that people who love jazz music and understand that this is the venue that the bestest people really come and play, they know. But do you know address, or can you like saturate this place for people who never been there? And just after listening to your album and knowing who we are talking to when we'll be telling little your bio, where is the place?
It's easy to find. It's on Cahuenga. Right near Universal City.
Yeah, it's not hundreds of people, but
right.
Really
it's a tiny place.
It's very unusual and very homey and just
lovely. Classic place.
It's basically on the corner of Cahuenga, which turns into Ventura Boulevard in Lancashire.
Right.
It's right. If you go to Lancashire and Cahuenga, Ventura, I think it's Ventura at that spot. It's right there. You can't miss it.
So, Andrew, I will play in the second one of the ninth tracks. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully have a lot of time to play. Maybe I will be fading out. I'm sorry, some of them, because I think people need to fall in love with the mood of the album, which is a little different from Ambient, the first one that you claim, which was your shorter.
Yes.
How many songs was on the first album?
Oh, maybe six or seven.
Here we have
an EP.
Yes, EP, but it was completely different.
Yes.
And you even claimed that some people decided it's almost too rocky for
this one. Actually.
Yes, I want to know where this where this came from, because once you are a rocker, never
this
you
is
can
very
get
true.
Rid of this style of music. Tell us, we love dropping the names, and you know the movies that you played on the scores. For the biggest movies that we all are crazy about, people have no idea that the sound of guitar comes from your fingers and your soul. So can you give us a few titles?
Oh, you're big on name dropping, but
yes!
I'm terrible at it.
Okay, so I can read. Well, Jeff Loro can say it. Oh, your manager can tell, but I want from you. Few,
let me
three
think
or
of the
four,
big,
and
well,
then
I just,
the biggest.
Last year I played on Coco, and that was really exciting for me because the story was something I could really relate to.
Okay, no one. Next.
Frozen is another one that did really well.
And what is the song that your guitars are there?
Let It Go.
Never. We'll never let you go because whole world is singing this song and you are part of the song. So, and we have Andrew with us. Synowiec. For Polish people.
I'll let it slide.
Andrzej Synowiec. So, yes, next movie. Oh, you have so many.
Aren't
of
we
them.
Done yet?
No. No, we are not. We are squeezing everything
from
you.
Oh, Secret Life of Pets.
Yes. And you're doing something.
I am. I'm working on the sequel tomorrow. It's okay. I think you can say that.
I can say
it.
Sorry. Yeah. Next. One more.
It's only an hour show.
Don't worry. We have time. People need to know.
Oh, Jeff is saying Mission Impossible.
Really?
I don't even have the list in front of me if you want
to. Mission Impossible, and he did Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah.
A lot of action films besides the animation.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So, the greatest showman artist. They really don't remember. But, yeah, you were also on the greatest showman.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful movie. Oh, my gosh. I just loved it. I went with my daughter and we cried through the whole movie.
Great.
And probably
great
you,
songs, yeah.
You made us because music is all there outside, of course, story. But the music does so, so much. Then I'm reading Homecoming, Zootopia. Inside Out, I'm prepared. Mission Impossible, which we said. Crazy, Stupid, Love.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
And then The Secret Life of Pets. Yeah. Now we are doing sequence. Wow. Then good. A Good Day to Die Hard. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. The Middle, what? Quantico. I didn't hear about this movie. What is this?
That's a TV show on ABC. Quantico.
Quantico. It was on last year. Like FBI. And the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was the TV.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It was a movie.
Good Place, NBC Sunday Night Football. Then 2018 Super Bowl theme.
Indeed, yes.
People, we'd have no idea who's sitting here, but now we know. Now we know, and I think it's the time for the first song. What about
okay.
that? So, which one you think will be the best to play?
I think if we only heard one, it would be Second Story, which is the opening
first
track
opening.
Of the record.
Okay.
And it actually kind of, it's like it picks off from the ambient record because it starts out a little weird, a little ambient, a little droney.
So you have this transition
yeah.
from the ambient into more what we know. And this is also your official first release from the album, yes?
This single has not even been released yet.
So
but that's
we
okay.
are... Hot
so
premiere,
it's the world
Jeff,
premiere.
World premiere on Accent On with host Ilona Europa and Andrew Synowiec and Jeff Loro and manager. What is your name?
To be named later.
Oh, you are. I know you are
Greg
laughing,
Malone.
But yes, but Great. We love you for helping so much to have this album be alive, you know. And now we are listening to Second Story.
Hang in there. There's a little bit of a intro.
No, we love Take a Time.
Yeah.
fading out for this one. Bravo. Beautiful, beautiful. And yes, what I love about style of music that you represent in a way on this album, that yes, starts from like almost a throwback to 70s. You have the moment of release, you have the great rock at the beginning, but then you take your time and really your licks are and the hooks are very, very easy on the ear and so memorable. So we are waiting for that, and you have, you know, then okay, we have 8 more. Hopefully we can do it a few more. But
well, what would you call this kind of music? Because people have asked me and I'm not sure what to call it.
You see, I think because this is like commingling of styles.
Right.
So I think I wouldn't even put any name for that, because we have modern sound, we have really throwback, we have all the best of what we are maybe growing up with,
right,
from our parents' era, or us as a parents also, but we are developing our ears too. So you have element of rock, you have funk there too. So of course you have, you are surrounded by amazing musicians, your session session musicians are amazing, or artists that are very big names. We'll find out who is playing with you on this album too. So for sure it's like, if you are a rocker here, so you cannot escape from calling yourself rock, but also, how we will call this? You cannot call this rock ambient, because it's not, because ambient is completely different. So you are out of that first single. You move forward. Huh. Maybe.
What did Steve Vai say about it?
Yeah, he calls that he says that you put your guitar and your sound on a silver plate for people to enjoy. It's like the perfect dinner for your ear and for your soul. So somebody else decided already that you are one of the bestest in this world. But, before end of the show, we will put you in some corner and put you in the drawer
there
and
say,
that's the style.
Yes.
But you are not. You are above the styles. You are just merging everything what is the best of guitar. Yes, Jeff, what do you think?
I would say that it's like a modern version. It's a very fusion generated, jazz fusion.
Okay.
There's a lot of jazz in what he's doing.
But he's including
But there's
rock.
A little bit of prog stuff.
And
the
funk
is
there
too.
Some
interesting syncopated, like, but that's a lot of progressive rock. But
I always hate to use the F word, meaning fusion.
Fusion, yes. Fusion,
because a lot of times that I think that represents, you
was
know,
overused almost, the fusion.
Well, it's like music. It's like a lot of notes. It's a lot of like, you know, music for musicians only to hear. And
You have for sure.
I don't know. I would really like. Yeah, definitely. I was trying hard to kind of avoid that
while
staying true to my
roots.
Well,
no, I mean, meaning fusion was jazz.
Yeah.
Had a jazz bass with a lot of rock.
Exactly. So trying to get back to like the true sense of what that word means. Yeah.
No, I never thought of it as a derogatory term, but I mean, that's, you could hear that. The grooves.
Yeah.
The grooves are...
Oh, your fingers are just unstoppable. So, and of course, your improvisations are amazing. So it's very, very hard to be artists like you to say, stop doing that and focus on your own melody, which you have it. God, thank you are giving us both of the world for people to enjoy, you know, how good you are. Okay, next one. Next one. Which one? Next song. Because I know you are developing. So we can do... Which one?
Please, we could play roulette. Just click
roulette.
On anything.
Oh.
Let's go to Already Taken. That is the latest single.
Okay, that's the number 5 on the album.
And there's a video of this being recorded live in the studio. So this recording, all of them were done live.
Yeah, I don't want to say how many hours you spent on recording this album, because some people say impossible, because normally artists say, I need to book the studio for 5 months and I don't know if I am good, you know, with that. You know, maybe I need more, but you really, what did you do? Maybe people need to know.
So all but one track was recorded in 6 hours.
6 hours. So again, if you are great, you don't need to spend $1 million on a studio. Or maybe if you work in an amazing studio, you still pay $1 million. What was the studio that you were recording?
It's a classic studio called Sage and Sound in Hollywood. I think now they call it Bandhouse Studios.
Wonderful. Yes. So we are doing Already Taken, yes?
Yes.
Right now. Thank you. I hope everybody just got so peaceful inside. And music like that really, really makes the world a better place to live. Really. And I know I am not so very, very old, but sometimes I feel like I'm missing the 70s, the moment that we had time for 7 minute
right.
long tracks.
Yeah.
So nobody rushed us. Oh, it's already almost 3 minutes. Finish. Oh, what? Solo between. And who was the playing solo?
Yeah, so there's two guitarists on that track. Me, of course, and one of my heroes, Tim Pierce.
Congratulations. You both are like Siamese brothers. Just amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
One take from another so beautifully. I just love it. It's just perfect for California. It's yeah. like because you want to drive with open, how you call it?
The hood? Top down.
The top down. Or if you are in home and just, you don't need to even have a glass of wine. You just decide you want to relax.
Yeah.
And you have little blues, little soul, gorgeous melody. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful track. So everybody, we will be able to purchase this album on Amazon everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. May 3rd.
May 3rd. So second story.
That's right.
Very, very easy. Not first story. Second
exactly.
story. So May?
May 3rd.
3rd. May 3rd. Completely different track from the first one. And you know, it's a little throwback to beginning of Mick Fleetwood, you know, Peter sure. Green and yeah. just, yeah, you could really get with them and you can stand. Lindsay has beautiful tonality too. But, you know, this is just the early Fleetwood Mac. This track really reminds me what yeah. they were in the 60s. That was just beautiful. I love it. Okay. Okay, one more.
One more track. Ooh, the pressure.
You can, this is it. Oh, you have your album. You can pick.
Oh yeah. Let's see. What's on this thing?
Glasses?
I think we have to do Albuquerque Blues because yes, it's just a fun rocker track. This is something that I actually wrote for Tim because he's from Albuquerque.
Oh.
And when we played a gig together, all the same musicians, same a lot of the same material. And I wanted to have something that he could play on that would be just like a fun kind of easy that he could just come up and really enjoy himself. And, you know, rather than like play a Hendrix song or something that we all know, I thought, well, why don't I write something that sort of captures that vibe of like, you know, a guitar, like when you're at Guitar Center and somebody picks up a guitar, like what riff would they play?
Okay, so we have three different vibes right now. This one, title again, because of my...
Albuquerque like, Blues.
Again?
Albuquerque Blues, like that's Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm just trying to learn how to say this word. It's tough for me. But anyway, beautiful. This will be track 3 on the album. And let's listen to this sound. Of your-
We'll be right back.
I love it. Crazy fun. You all had so much fun playing this track. And people will be dancing, dancing to this track as just... You already take us through the journey of the mood.
Can you dance to that?
Of course. Okay. Come on. Hey, of course. Of course. On the beach, a lot of people, or anywhere, and in clubs. Right. Why not? You know, maybe you are too young, but you don't remember that many, many years ago, you were going to clubs and you were dancing to every style of music. Right. Every style.
That's kind of my goal, actually, with the record, was getting back to the idea of, like, you know, we don't have to put music in boxes.
Not at all. So I don't like, but we need to, like, I don't know when people will be describing the album, because it's so melodical, but also it's so perfect constructed. And, you know, you show everything what is in you as a composer right now, too, and guitarist. That's lovely, because, yes, you have 9 tracks, everyone gets us to a different place. Lovely. I love it. I didn't expect that it would be so melodically happy. And who was playing on this track with you?
Yeah, same guys. I should mention who played on the record. So one of the cool things is there's 2 drummers on the record.
Yep.
Which is kind of unique, because they're playing at the same time. So I was sort of picking up, like, on the Allman Brothers tip or Grateful Dead. Or,
perfection of two as well.
Yeah, well, and also kind of what it does is it makes each guy have to almost color inside the lines a little bit more, in the sense of, like,
2 people playing. Yeah. So always will be little tiny left and right.
And also it's kind of a cool thing, because they both play so differently. So that's Jake Reed, and he's just a great young drummer around town. Just a super great dude and great vibe, and a real fun guy to play with. And then Blair Senta, who's just another guy he's played with everybody, you know, Alanis Morissette, Chris Cornell, Stevie Nicks, getting back to our Fleetwood Mac
sound. Wonderful. Jeff, would you like to ask our guests some questions? I know that you were probably,
right now, I'm just looking on here. There's a lot of people in England are digging this.
Oh, cool.
So they were asking about the album. It's called Second Story. And again, it's coming out on May 3rd, so you'll be able to get it. And I told them to go to your site, www.andrewsinowick.com, and you can hear, there's some videos posted of the songs, and you can hear some of the releases, the singles have been
also
released.
On YouTube, I think there's actually more videos than on my site.
Check it out. You can check out the stuff and get a little bit of an idea of what's going on and stuff. And no, I think it's interesting. I was going to ask you on the show, is the whole concept of the double drums. That's an interesting...
being synced like
that. And
the
sound, too. Getting that sound of those guys, because it is a different sound using the 2.
Yeah.
It's very fresh.
And it's a difficult thing to capture, so it'll be interesting to, you know, when we talk later with John Paterno, so we can kind of ask him how he did that.
Yeah, he's coming on later, the producer of this.
Wonderful. And your show, Jeff Flores' show, is at...
It's at 8 o'clock in this room. It's all about guitar. But I wanted to mention one of the things was on the previous song. Well, actually on all of them. It's pretty, even though the styles are pretty diverse. If you listen to the way he's playing, and especially the way he's phrasing, it's very vocal as opposed to instrumental.
He doesn't sound like lead. You have lead, that, beautiful hook.
Yeah, that line is a vocal line. It's definitely a vocal type of influence. I'm just curious where you're...
Definitely something I was kind of going for. You know, I mean, people have said, oh, you got to get vocals on here. And it's like, no, I don't.
But, you know, people will be singing on the top of your tracks anyway. People who can improvise or they are used to hearing also great guitarists playing on similar tracks. I'm not saying that Santana, in his way of playing, didn't need anybody. He was just one.
Sure. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I'm not comparing you, because you both are amazing, both, but still, especially with the previous already taken track, is something there that I want to be attached forever to the sound. It's just forever. It's evergreen. I don't know what we are playing today, but I think something really good, and maybe there will be Grammy next year.
Oh, jeez. From your lips to God's ears, right?
Yes. Let's make this happen. So, again,
May 3rd is the album release, and May 1st is the record release party at the Baked Potato here in Los Angeles.
So will be available everywhere, yes? Everywhere,
yes.
This album. Oh my gosh. And name of the album from the artist mouth
Second
again?
Story by Andrew Sinewick.
Now, there's somebody in the chat room, Tommy, I think he's from the UK, is asking, he says he was going to be subscribing to your YouTube channel, and any pre-ordering, is that, can it be pre-ordered like on Amazon or any of the normal outlets?
I would assume you can. I'm not sure how that all works.
So. Oh, just contact an artist and he, I'm sure, will fulfill
it,
the everywhere.
It'll be in all. I mean, it'll be in all. Just anyone now.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so sweet. Please, 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 everybody who loves this music, and I know you can listen to our show over and over, go to LA Talk Radio. Our from this show, will be available for downloads, so anybody, and listen, you can listen anytime, how many times you want. Link will be there. I will post link tomorrow probably at morning, so whoever missed the show can listen forever to this track, but better spend few bucks and just purchase the album, because I understand that albums are coming back, and even cassettes
are coming back.
So I'm
crazy.
So happy
cassettes?
Because cassettes, yes. You know, I love it.
Yay.
No. I love it. It was charming.
Charming, but Fidel, I mean, CDs are pretty decent, but.
Yeah, but cars are not coming even with CDs right now you buy a car. Yeah. This disgusting people. You know, we need to scream about it. You know, why? We have so many albums. And what? Where is the time? In
Real
LA.
Quick, can I also mention, I didn't mention all the guys.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
On bass, Sean Hurley from John Mayer's band.
Yes.
And Alicia Keys and Idina Menzel. And then on keys, my good friend Fred Krohn, who's just an amazing guy and an amazing musician. He's like a human jukebox.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There was also solo on the organs.
Yeah, that's Fred.
That's
yeah.
him. That was so
and
cool.
No digital anything. It was the Rhodes and Hammond organ. That's it.
Hammond. What the sound of Hammond. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. People knew, or young musicians, you learn from the best. He's so young, but obvious. He knows something that we need to learn from him. So I think this album is beautiful. So I want to play one more song, Jeff. Yes, you'll be playing a lot too, yes?
Well, I'll be playing clips. We'll get into more detail. Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy's not from the UK. He's from, he's a former LA Talk Radio host in Orlando.
Oh, hi.
Sorry, Tommy. I just saw a bunch of UK.
Hi, Tommy. Thank you for liking our show and listening to this great music. Okay, so one more. Which one? Maybe number 9, because I want to know. We started the album and we need to know how the journey ended.
Number 9 is pretty rocking too.
Good, because the third story is probably already being recorded in your head. So we have the first track called Second Story and a last one off the grid. Yes. Okay. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for today, Accent On with Ilona Europa and our guest,
Andrew Sinowitz,
Jeff Floro,
Greg Malone.
Wonderful. And everybody's buying an album that is called Second Story, May
3rd.
Yes. Thank you so much for today. Until next Monday, Accent On says goodbye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.